This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, time to rock and roll, friends. Here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. Say again. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Friends, let's rock and roll with another hour of What's on Your Mind. You want to do another hour, Kev? Can we do another hour?
I'm down.
I think we can do another hour. Exactly right. We have a fun little hour planned for you here, too. We're going to talk about Mike Huckabee coming to Fargo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that great?
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
I think we're going to get him on.
Yeah. Gov will be in town.
So boy, is his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, just crushing it in Arkansas.
That's awesome to see.
I mean, crushing it.
Yeah.
I mean...
She is so sweet. Too.
Good luck arguing with her or trying to prove her wrong. I mean, good luck.
Last time I talked to Sarah, she was gushing about Medora.
Yeah, I remember that.
Loved Medora. Yep. She actually, July 4th...
Yep.
Did a July 4th weekend at Mount Rushmore with the fireworks and the whole thing when President Trump was down there.
I remember that.
And then took the family on a little vacay up to... Medora. Kind of cool. Anyway, so we're going to talk with Mark Jaritsma about that in just a moment. The North Dakota Family Alliance sponsoring the event with Mike Huckabee, bringing him to town. So we'll tell you how you can partake in that. Also, I know this will come as a big surprise, Kev, but ChatGPT, which is basically AI.
Yep.
ChatGPT.
Very familiar.
Is like an app for artificial intelligence.
Okay? Yep.
And
it is really quite amazing. Have you been on and played with it a bit?
I have, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote a column about it, actually.
It's unbelievable.
And used part of my column to, I asked, who is Scott Henlon? And three-quarters of the stuff was just gibberish and not true and everything else. So be very aware of, beware, I should say, of
you get in what you put out.
Get
out what you put in.
There's some crazy stuff in there. Anyway, ChatGPT is cheerleading for Biden and ripping on Donald Trump. Big surprise there. Big surprise.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT, we're going to tell you a little bit about the bias in ChatGPT today on the program, so we look forward to that. Mark Jaritsma is the executive director of North Dakota Family Alliance, and they have an event coming up next week that is bringing Mike Huckabee to Fargo, which is kind of neat. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, excited to have you today. Tell us a little bit about the North Dakota Family Alliance.
You bet. We are a Christian organization that seeks to empower North Dakotans to protect faith, family, and freedom in the policy arena. And you think to yourself, well, how in the world would I do that? That's why we're here. We're here to help. And so we do everything from lobby during legislative session to educate people on how to get involved in the political sphere and so on. So that's our basic mission.
What would you consider the best accomplishment from the last legislative session for faith, family, and freedom?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I can tell you this. That
top three. You can give me your top three.
Okay. A lot of them had to do with gender, a lot of the bills. So certainly, I think it was 1254, the bill that prevented hormone treatments and surgery in minors was a definite win. That was a huge win. Personally speaking, we helped put together the original Girls Fairness in Sports bill last session. And so seeing that finally get passed, actually two of them, that was really rewarding. That was really good. It's just common sense that you don't put a male, biological male, against a biological female. And then the third is that we've passed something called the Religious Faith Restoration Act. And it basically protects your and my religious values and says, look, government, there's a limit to what you can do when you start to infringe on my values. So those would be the top three, probably.
Yeah, interesting. It was a good session, though, wasn't it? For other than, I still can't believe, and he's going to be here tomorrow, so he can try to explain this to me, but the governor vetoing the school choice bill seemed like just a kick in the gut. It's just...
Yeah, 1532, so House Bill 1532 was a hard-fought bill on both sides, frankly, and it was in the works for months and months. And it we were certainly disappointed that it did not go forward. Governor Burgum said in his veto, and not to put words in his mouth, he'll be able to explain it tomorrow, but basically that it was perhaps the first step, but it wasn't comprehensive enough from his perspective. From our perspective, you have to take a first step. You have to do something in terms of school choice and helping out with regard to those parents who want to send their kids to educational institution that reflects their moral and philosophical and religious values. And so to us, it made perfect sense. To our constituents, it made perfect sense. Got a lot of feedback from them. A lot of them contacted the governor and their legislators, but it didn't quite make it.
Yeah, I know that was a disappointment, but a lot of good things, as you say. We had a question earlier, and I'd be curious how you'd answer this, related to the bill the governor signed yesterday, the pronoun bill, said, I work for a state institution, and we've been made by administrators to call transgenders her and she, even though they are males. And they were looking for a little advice, specifically asked about the pronoun bill, but the pronoun bill is about schools. So what does a state employee do in that situation?
Well, that's a really good question. And the other pronoun bill did not make it through, as you know. That was actually vetoed. So, there's a whole different set of laws for government entities, as you know, as opposed to the private sector. Now, when you look at Bill 1522, which is what you're talking about, which was signed, it says a government entity may not adopt a policy requiring or prohibiting an employee's use of preferred pronouns. So it says a government entity. Okay. It doesn't say just a school. So just so that you realize that it is broader than just the school.
Yeah, okay. I think in some of the descriptions of it, it talks about schools, but in the actual bill, that's an important point. If it's saying government entity, then this person's got a right to say, hey, sorry, this bill says I don't have to do what you're asking me to do.
Yeah, exactly. It does address schools specifically, but it also has a broader piece to it, which nobody really is getting into too much. It's fascinating in kind of the policy world when there's a bill that comes up and it has maybe 5-6 pieces to it, if you will, and people talk about one or two pieces, but sometimes the most important ones don't get talked about at all. And it maybe it's just a word that changes from must to may or something like that, and it has just huge impacts on the laws in North Dakota, but it goes into law perhaps unaware, and the other pieces get all the media attention, and they're frankly sometimes less significant. So I do find it kind of interesting that that does occur.
That's why we need the North Dakota Family Alliance.
That's why we're here. There were 980 bills, I think, this session, and we went through every one of them. And we looked at them, and we said, which of these have impacts on family values? And we sorted through them. We narrowed it down. We narrowed that list down and so on. And we came up with a list of roughly 50 bills that we were going to focus on, which was twice as many, by the way, as last session. So there were a lot of what they call social bills introduced this session, a lot more than in the past. And that's a lot of work to try and cover 50 bills. So we got some additional help. We hired someone on board, a policy analyst. And as a result, we were able to deal with and effectively engage on 50 bills, which was pretty amazing. That's pretty hard for a nonprofit to do that. And here's the best part. We calculated a rough win ratio. In fact, I was working on this yesterday, and well over 80% of those made it into law. So I'm pretty happy with that.
You should be. That's an extraordinary record. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't like the label social bills, you know, like, oh, we're not going to deal with the social stuff. I mean, this is real life, not something to be dismissed.
Yes, I agree. And it's, yeah, the term social bill kind of rubs me the wrong way, too. It's kind of how they refer to them. And sometimes you hear it, you know, in the press or something, referred to it as social bills. You know, but it's one of those sort of things that words make worlds. So I wish there was something better, perhaps. Maybe we have to, you know, come up with a better term and
there you
use
go.
That consistently.
We'll start
so,
wordsmithing that. Hang on one sec, if you would. Mark, we'll take a break and come back and talk more. Mike Huckabee coming to North Dakota next week. We'll have details on that. Mark Jaritsma, North Dakota Family Alliance with us.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Heck, even ChatGPT is biased for Biden. AI. They've already got AI trained to be cheerleaders for Biden.
Well, think of who writes the code, you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll tell you about that coming up at the bottom of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Listen to this, meatball casserole. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That's at the 12th Avenue and I-29 location today. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. And Swedish meatballs, MP Avenue. Tater tot hot dish in Glendon. Tacos and chicken fettuccine in Yulin. Barbecue chicken drummies on 45th and Fargo. Gosh, does that sound good. Harwood and West Main Avenue, West Fargo always have great specials, too. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our chat with Mark Jaritsma from the North Dakota Family Alliance. Mike Huckabee's coming to town, and if you want to attend that event, we're going to tell you about details on how to do that coming up in just a little bit. Anything else you want to talk about from the session as far as the key takeaways?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really struck me this session compared to prior sessions was the composition of the chambers, of the Senate and the House. In the past, we've always had trouble getting biblically-based, values-based bills through the Senate. That's always been the challenge, the choke point, if you will. Not the House. The House has always had no problem. It got a little reversed this year. They both got a lot of really good legislation through, but we had a little bit more trouble in the House. However, when you look at the composition of our Senate, and to a lesser extent the House, there was a huge amount of turnover. I calculated, I think for the Senate, it was like 40%. I mean, it was amazing how many senators were no longer there and the number of new ones. And the new ones are conservative and Christian and vote along what we perceive as the right lines. And we were really excited about it. It was fabulous to see some of these young senators who might be in their 20s or 30s or whatever it is, that's young to people like me, and have them stand up there and say, look, there's a basis for not allowing biological men into women's bathrooms. There's a reason why we don't need to address them with certain pronouns. There's a reason why we need to protect freedoms, why parents are ultimately in charge of their children's education, and so on and so on. It was just very encouraging, and it highlighted to me, frankly, the importance of elections. Now, we all know elections are important, but it just became very real to see this whole change, this sea change within the Senate, and then trace it back to, oh, that's what happened in the last election. So it just, I don't know, brought it home for me, the connection there. I've always known it, but it made it very tangible, I guess.
And previous Senates in North Dakota have been sort of this wave the hand on social bills. We're not doing social bills, to our earlier point, you know, that it's nice to see the change. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were still, I mean, there were still some, you want to call it, complaining from senators and representatives, a few of them that said, you know, why do we have to deal with all these social bills? Let's focus on just economic development and so on. And economic development and all the other things are incredibly important, and you have to do those too, but not necessarily to the exclusion of these quote-unquote social bills, because in many ways, a lot of them are almost more important because they shape the fabric of our society. And sometimes that's hard for them to see. Sometimes it's hard for, the average North Dakotan to see. But that's why we're there. We're there to make sure that these social bills, as it were, are headed in the right direction, that the good ones move forward and the bad ones don't. And thankfully, it was mostly good ones this time.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they did move forward. And Governor Burgum signed most of them, which was very encouraging. Because in
no.
the past, that hasn't always been the case.
Good report. Yeah. No,
yeah.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the frustration was there. And now the support made it harder for him to not sign him. So.
Yeah, exactly. And they passed by overwhelming margins. I mean, it kind of blew me away sometimes where you'd end up with a vote of, you know, 40-7 in the Senate on some gender bill. I just sort of sat in awe and watched as these votes came in, and they're entirely veto-proof. So even if Governor Burgum would have vetoed it, upon reconsideration, it still would have gone through. And that's just, it's amazing for such controversial bills to go through with those kind of margins. It's just kind of unheard of in either chamber, frankly.
I think when it comes to this gender stuff, common sense is prevailing. And people have had enough of this, you know, insanity and wondering where it ends. So I think that helps a little bit, too. I don't have much time left, so I do want to get in a good plug for Mike Huckabee. Tell us about why Mike and how folks can take it in.
Why Mike? Do I really have to answer that?
I agree. It's pretty cool, but you could pick anybody, and you picked Mike Huckabee. Tell us why.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, Mike Huckabee is he's an amazing guy. And, you know, he's obviously a politician. He's a pastor. He is someone who stands for the values that we do at North Dakota Family Alliance, the values that you and our constituents and, frankly, most of the North Dakotans stand for. And he's very good at articulating those values. He's written, I don't know how many books now, and they're just fabulous. If you have a chance to read through them, they just really lay things out in a very clear and simple way. And he's very impassioned, obviously, about the kind of issues that you and I care about. And so we looked at a number of folks, like you said, who possibly could come and speak. And yeah, there are a lot of good choices out there, but in terms of a fit for our organization and our ministry partners, our constituents, Mike he checked all the boxes. And so we asked him if he'd be willing to come to North Dakota. And he said, sure. And I asked him, I said, when was the last time you were in North Dakota? He said, it's a big pause. He said, I don't know, but it was a long time ago. I said, well, we're glad to have you back then. So yes, he's coming on May 16th. So it's next Tuesday. Actually, it's a week from today. And he is going to be at the Delta by Marriott in Fargo. The event is a dessert gala, so it's not a banquet since nobody actually goes to banquets for banquet food. And so we decided just to do a dessert gala, and he is going to be the featured keynote. I'm going to talk about some of our legislative wins and some of the other stuff we do. And then we also have a musical guest called the Cragans, and their popularity and name awareness is rising at an exponential rate here in North Dakota. And it's well-deserved. They are absolutely amazing. You will come away from the gala and going, why didn't I know about these people before? They were at National Day of Prayer 2 years now. This year and last year, we got them for National Day of Prayer because our organization hosted at the Capitol. And after last year, I said, oh, they're coming back. We're definitely getting them back. And, yeah, it's a four-person family gospel group. And
what a great lineup. What a great lineup, yeah. For sure. Can you hang on a sec? I want folks to get the details on how they can get tickets to see Mike Huckabee and all of this great entertainment be part of the dessert gala. Next Tuesday the 16th, Mike Huckabee coming to town. Hang tight. We'll finish our conversation with Mark after this time out. Don't go away.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow, a massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers, all-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal, promo code Scott, to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, a massive closeout sale on all-season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin, a great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal, promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hot tub, Kev, on cool spring nights.
Oh, can't do, I won't do North Country winters or any winter without one. Haven't for decades, yeah.
24-7, 12 months a year, great time to be in a hot tub. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
You know what, I'm working on that little two-three-person Finley Osana to put in the garage.
With your back.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a must.
I want the sweat. Get the sweat on.
Yeah. And everything is better. Yes, the good stuff goes out. Excuse me. The bad stuff goes out. The good stuff comes in the sauna. But I want to talk about splash pools a moment, because now is the time to have, and here's the deal. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, they do all the work, all the research to find the best of the best. So you find an item that they have, it's the best. And splash pools, it is the way to have a pool in your backyard. Splash pools from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And the patio furniture and all the fun games. Tell them Scott sent you. Grand Forks, front of the Grand Cities Mall. Also West Fargo, next to Spitfire and in Bismarck, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. All right, let me get you the details on Mike Huckabee, who will be Tuesday night at the Delta for the North Dakota Family Alliance. How do I get tickets for that, baby? I already have tickets, actually. But if anybody's looking for tickets, how do they get them, Mark?
And that is at ND, like North Dakota, ndfamilyalliance.org. So ndfamilyalliance.org. Type that in, and the thing that pops right up will be a picture of Mike Huckabee and a button that says Get Tickets. And that's all you have to do. You click on that, and it just leads you right through. You can pay through credit card or any other means and so on. The other way to participate is to be a table sponsor. And a lot of corporations and organizations choose to do that. And here's the big benefit there. One of them is that you obviously get your name on the table, put your logo there and so on, but we have a VIP reception at 6 p.m., an hour before the actual event starts, where you can meet Governor Huckabee one-on-one, and he'll sign a book, and you can talk to him and so on. And so that's pretty exciting. A lot of people are taking this up on that. We still have some table sponsorships left, not very many, but if folks are interested, they can certainly contact us again through the website or give us a call at
701-355-6425.
355-6425. Correct.
Would be the number to call the North Dakota Family Alliance, or you can go to ndfamilyalliance. Is it .org?
Yes, .org.
ndfamilyalliance.org for your tickets for Mike Huckabee next Tuesday night. That'll be a blast. Looking forward to it, Mark. Thanks for giving us all the details.
Well, thanks for having me on, and yeah, be glad to see you and lots of other folks there for a great night.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
25 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, a listener, Jason, says, Scott, do yourself a favor and have ChatGPT put song lyrics into the speaking style of Donald Trump. Maybe it's cold outside. It's pretty funny. You're welcome. So help me, Kev. When I think of ChatGPT, I put in, you know.
Okay, here's one thing that I did learn about this. When you see these videos, when you see reels on Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and you, then the video is off from the voice, and they're saying, they're saying statements, they're talking, and you have to question everything about that now. Because ChatGPT or other AI will, they need like 6-8 seconds of your voice from anything. You brought it up. Remember the mother that got called by the daughter?
Yeah.
AI can generate entire conversations in the voice.
Yeah, and by the way,
someone did it for Joe Rogan.
Folks that don't remember this.
Yeah, it was Joe Rogan talking for 3 minutes and it wasn't him.
There was a story about a mother who got a call from what sounded like her daughter and was spot on her daughter. Right?
Mom, help. Yep. AI generated the voice from an online video.
This is my daughter. And then some guy gets on and says, we have your daughter and you
do not hang up.
Do not hang up and you need to pay right now.
Yep.
If you'd like your daughter back. And turns out her daughter was home.
And thank goodness the mom was with a friend and said, call my daughter.
Yep. Exactly. So but this is how it can be used for bad.
Yep.
So if I go to ChatGPT right now and I say I want Donald Trump to sing Baby It's Cold Outside, it'll kick that out for me?
I'm not sure of the process for that. I know if you give it parameters for any sort of like a book or an essay or things like that, the more you give it, the better it'll come out. But you can give it all the topics and parameters of it, and it'll spit out an original.
Well, lo and behold, we're shocked to find out that ChatGPT cheerleads for Biden and denigrates Trump. We're going to talk about that in a moment with our guest from the Media Research Center. Just one news note here. The Grand Forks 911 Center has put out a notice that the public should know that there is a disruption to 911 service for landline and wireless phones. For immediate assistance, call 701-746-2542 directly for assistance. 701-746-2542 is the new 911 until they get that fixed. 746-2542. Okay. Let me welcome our next guest, Joseph Vasquez. Excuse me. Joseph is the associate editor. I don't know. Drink of water here. Associate editor of the Media Research Center's Free Speech America and the Media Research Business joining us today on the program. Joseph, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. So let me get this right. ChatGPT has already trained to cheerlead for Biden. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like when we did an analysis. I mean, you know, you really do have to question the intent behind the people who are creating the algorithms and the system behind this artificial intelligence. I mean, the bias was just so explicit; it was just a joke. I mean, when we decided, okay, we're going to prompt ChatGPT with certain terms, and we're just going to see how it responds. So we wanted to cast the broadest net possible. So we just used the terms Trump and Biden and tried to see what ChatGPT said about those two words when prompted by them. When prompted by Biden, this is part of the response that we got, okay? This is from ChatGPT, quote, Biden has faced a number of challenges during his presidency, including a polarized political environment, ongoing debates over voting rights and election integrity, and rising tensions with Russia and China. Despite these challenges, he remains committed to his agenda and to working towards a more united and prosperous America. Does that sound objective to you?
No. Yeah.
Okay. But when we prompted it with the word Trump, it pretty much just painted the guy out to be just a controversial figure plagued by scandal. I mean, this is the response we got when we wrote in the word Trump. This is ChatGPT, quote, during his presidency, Trump was known for his controversial statements and policies, including his hardline stances on immigration, his America First foreign policy, and his skepticism of climate change. He also faced several high-profile investigations, including a special counsel investigation into his campaign's possible collusion with Russia in the 2016 election. It propped up a debunked conspiracy theory about Trump's collusion with Russia. This is supposed to be an unbiased chat bot giving neutral information on a potential presidential candidate, and they paint him out to be some guy that's just plagued by scandal, but it gives a glowing review of President Joe Biden. The deck is already stacked against Trump, you know, as the leading contender in the Republican presidential field. It's dangerous, and if this technology is going to be used in any way in the election, you know, look out. It's going to get really ugly really quick.
Yeah, Biden's the hero, and Trump is divisive and controversial. That's beautiful. Who is in charge of the AI? Who do you go to and say, hey, this is clearly biased here? I mean, is there any referee here?
Well, I mean, Axios actually came out with a report on AI's use in elections, and it's pretty much that there's pretty much no rules in place for AI in politics. I mean, you can reach out to the CEOs of these companies, but you know, all they see is dollar signs when it comes to this technology. Like Sam Altman over at OpenAI, who developed ChatGPT. I mean, the dangers are clearly there. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock to not see. Okay, there are dangerous implications for this kind of technology to be used on a wide spectrum. We literally crossed the Rubicon. I mean, there is no other way. There's no better way to summarize what this kind of technology is than what Elon Musk disclosed in his conversation with Tucker Carlson, when he disclosed that former Google CEO Larry Page, when he was developing this kind of technology himself, Musk said that what Larry Page was looking for was the equivalent of a, quote, digital god. I mean, does it get any more scarier than that? We're literally living in Orwell's 1984 on steroids. This is exactly what artificial intelligence is, and the American people need to be aware of how dangerous it is.
Don't you love Elon Musk? I mean, the guy is saying the stuff out loud that nobody's supposed to say, you know, and calling out Google and everybody else. If there wasn't Elon Musk, we wouldn't know this stuff. That, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable to me that a digital god, this is how they think. Let's create a digital god. Wow. Sick.
So, like, AI now is the whole purpose of AI is that it probably has a god complex. The whole point. So, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like, this is not even the only analysis that we did on ChatGPT. We also, during the Easter weekend, analyzed ChatGPT responses when it came to, defining for us who Jesus Christ was, right? And it gave us a surprisingly affirmative answer. When we asked it explicitly, is Jesus Christ the Son of God? ChatGPT said, yes. And then it went into a description of what Christian theology and what the Bible says about that. Of course, you know, the problem with that is that the fact that it's even being willing to deal with metaphysical realities, transcendent truth, there is no telling how that could be used to be exploited to tell people what to think about certain questions regarding religion and philosophy. The fact that it's even willing to deal with that's scary, and the implications are absolutely they're completely unknown. We're in uncharted territory here, so. The dangers, the list is endless. The American people need to be aware. This is not a benign technology. This has the potential to be used to extraordinarily and devastating effect. It's so much so that communist China has now issued regulations pretty much saying that artificial intelligence technology needs to, quote, reflect socialist values. All these tyrannical governments want to get their hands on this technology because this is arguably the most powerful tool that can be used to suppress people's freedom of speech and freedom of thought in society.
Wow. And who is responsible for AI? Who, you know, is it, you mentioned algorithms. I mean, somebody coded this out. I mean, somebody got in a room and makes it work, right?
Well, I mean, you know, the person who's dubbed as the father of the godfather of AI is someone named Jeffrey Hinton, who worked at Google, surprisingly. And Larry Page was, you know, who was the former Google CEO, was also, spearheading this kind of technology, you know, going back way back when. But, you know, it's pretty telling that one of the most powerful big tech companies in the world that's demonstrably leftist is the one that's spearheading the research on this.
Yeah, you know, good points. Good points.
It's scary. It should automatically tell us what kind of dangers are ahead.
How to scare everyone. Joseph Vasquez from Media Research Center, thank you for sharing all those scary details. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo.
offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, last chance to weigh in. Our final segment of Tuesday's What's on Your Mind? Feeling the Love from Huey Lewis. Telephone number is 271-1100, 271-1100. Text is 237-1590. We have a bit of breaking news from the Red River Regional Dispatch Center. I mentioned earlier the Grand Forks 911 Center. Was down, and they were giving you a different number to call, 746-2542 there. Same thing. This is specific to 911 calls from landlines and AT&T cellular calls may not reach 911. This is for Fargo now. Text to 911 is working for all providers.
some landline 911 calls are routing to our administrative lines. Verizon phone cellular calls are coming in normally. So if you're having trouble getting through to 911, by the way, Minnesota callers are not impacted, and you're asked to not test 911, if you need 911, dial or text 911. If you then have trouble reaching 911, you're asked to call the non-emergency line, which is 701-451-7660. State of North Dakota and the 911 provider are working on the issue right now. So again, don't test it, but if you need it and you're not getting through, in Fargo, 701-451-7660. And in Grand Forks, 746-2542. Brought to you today by MyPillow, our friend Mike Lindell, the warrior of all warriors, is quite the entrepreneur. And he's come up with brand new temperature regulating technology in the MyPillow 2.0 that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike's patented interlocking fill allows you to adjust your pillow to your individual needs. That's the best part of it. I mean, you just shape that thing however you want. Okay.
Yep.
A little too much here, not enough there. It literally are just shaping it however you want. I love this. And, of course, the interlocking fill with the all-new technology keeping you comfortable throughout the night is great. There's four loft levels you can choose from. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep's all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or a soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. This adjustable fill gives you the exact support you need, and now you've got too hot, toss and turn, thing of the past. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, just remember the promo code Scott. All right, Texter says, after that conversation on AI, we'll have to change the saying. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Yeah, that kind of is my point. You got to question. We've always questioned everything, but you really got to question it now.
Man alive, that's like Orwell, isn't it?
Well, like pictures come about, you know, look at this, look at that. Well, ever since Photoshop, you got to question every picture you see. And, you know, is it really that bad? Is it really that way? But, yeah.
What's real?
Right.
That's what you're asking yourself.
Yeah.
What is real? Is this real? Can I trust this?
Yep.
Where'd it come from?
Exactly. Always.
Texter says, sorry that you want to believe you're a man who became a woman because of plastic surgery or your unicorn. That's on you and you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just as entitled to my beliefs in this country.
Yep. Perfectly said.
Back to our conversation about Minnesota. And by the way, we're going to have Senator Mark Johnson back on to answer all your questions. I've already asked him, and he's agreed to do it because there's a bunch of them. I think we're up to half a dozen or more now. Someone says, what if someone started a job, took the 12 weeks, started another job during the 12 weeks, took another 12 weeks? How many employers can they get to have them pay 12 weeks time off for no reason?
They have no idea. There's so many questions that weren't answered. They didn't do any kind of, they just, again, they rammed it through. Didn't get specific on anything.
No one would ever.
We'll deal with that later.
No one would ever take advantage of the system.
No. Don't worry about it.
It's the honor system?
Be good. Let me see if I can whip you up a word salad quick on this. This is really essential, Scott, for the families and especially the working people in Minnesota. The low income, they need this help. They need our compassion. They need our love and our humanity.
So
we need to take care of these people, Scott.
Take my 12 weeks from you, and I'll go work for somebody else during those 12 weeks, and then...
Give me a minute. I'll write a better one.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, nothing real there.
Another listener says, this would be safest. Just call everybody E.
E. I like, well, yeah.
There you go.
E. I like Buddy or Pal. What's up, pal?
Why isn't every governor of a border state building the wall and let the Biden administration sue them? Use the state's own National Guard to boot the feds out.
Dude, they
want to stop them.
Well, listener, they don't, nobody from California to the Texas border. In Arizona, Katie Hobbs took down the barriers they had built up.
I am disappointed.
They don't want it.
Greg Abbott, though, the governor of Texas, he always talks about it but never does it.
I know. That's the other thing, too. That
man,
guy.
He's a big talker. Yep. Get something done. Gotta go. God bless. See you. Bye-bye.
Pray for.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.